Read my whole French onion soup recipe. Wait. Did you ask your doctor about rebelsis?
Rebelsis? Tell me more.
I don't even remember what rebelsis is. I remember it's a funny one.
I actually have no idea what rebelsis is, but welcome to Fishing for Likes, everyone. Tell me more about what you're asking me.
Oh, I think rebelsis is like Ozempic.
Ozempic?
Oh, yeah. Semaglutide. That's a peptide that's in Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? I was listening to Rogan's podcast, and this guy was talking about like peptides, and now like the FDA is saying that like peptides are like some are bad for you, but they're actually not. But then like Ozempic and all those other ones, those peptides are like good for you. But like, I don't know what to believe in today's world. Do you ever not know what to believe?
Yeah, constantly.
Like, what's AI? What's not?
So that's not a problem right this second, on January 7th or whatever we are, but it will be a problem shortly.
Think so?
Yeah, 100% it will be.
How do you know it's not already happened and we just don't know yet, though?
That is interesting. That's interesting, yeah. I just don't know, like, well, that's trippy as fuck. But it's like, is it that good already, though?
I don't know. This whole thing could be AI, and we don't even know.
Like, where we're, like, the whole...
The AI machine could have invented AI again. We could be on version 2 of AI, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, we could just already... Like, I know we're not.
Are we, though?
But we might be.
Like, who am I to sit here and be like, no, there's no way? Like, I don't know. It could be.
I don't know. I played my brother's VR over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, I love VR.
And this is, like, the newest one that I think, like... It doesn't hook up to the PlayStation or anything. It's, like, the... I don't even know who makes it, but it's just one unit. And, like... It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to box this guy. And then he's like, hey, stand on the mat because, like, you're going to lose track of where you are in the room because you're boxing this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not going to be that. Like, I was just in a fight with a guy. Like, that's how fucking real it is. Like, everywhere you look, like, you look over there, there's the ref. You look over there, you're inside the ring.
That's amazing.
And you're just boxing guy. And, like, when he would, like, take a swing at me, I'd be like my stomach would, like, I was ducking and fucking bobbing and weaving. Like, I was just in a fight.
Man, I would love to try a new version of AI.
Oh, it's
AI,
so fucking fun.
I mean, VR.
Like, I had my hands...
Well, what does my wife want now?
I had my hands in this thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you could pull the triggers and stuff like that. So I was, like, shooting a gun at one point.
At the boxer? Hello.
No, this is a different game.
I thought I unlocked it earlier. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I was just in the middle of a story, but...
Where the hell was that?
No, I have my, like, so on this, the two controllers that you hold, there's, like, triggers on them. So, like, you walk around, and this one is augmented reality. So, different than the boxing game. But you look around, and you see everything, like, the way you see it now.
Yeah,
except for, like, you shoot a gun over there, that wall breaks, and behind it, these fucking bugs start coming into, like, the room.
The augmented reality is your actual room that you're in?
Yeah, it scanned the whole room. Sick.
Yeah.
So, then you look around, you see everything, you see all the people that are there. And then, like, I shoot over there, like, I got these guns in my hand, I shoot over there, that wall, it'll just make, like, a hole in the wall, and these bugs will start coming in, I'm like, these little furry bugs, and you start shooting them and shit, and it's like, dude, you guys fucking don't even care these bugs are coming, I gotta do it. But then if you miss a bug, and you shoot more of the wall, and you shoot the ceiling, and it'll explode, you look up, you see, like, Saturn up in the sky.
What the fuck? Dude, I need to try it. Like, should I buy an Oculus? I think it's what it is, eh? Is it Oculus? I don't know. I kind of want to let other people buy it for me. You know?
That's the thing. It's like that fucking Saint-Germain.
They say, oh, that's what,
like,
we should drink.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and the beer.
Don't forget the beer, though. It's very important.
I just love beer. Like, I wish... Okay, here's the thing about beer, okay? Like, I drink maybe too much sometimes, but not... I don't drink to excess, but beer just tastes better than any other drink.
I think we're the same way.
Like, you ever just, like, sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm going to have dinner. Like, what should I have to drink? Water? Puke? Like, I drink... 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah.
Don't enjoy a single one of them. I just know I have to drink it.
Okay. Don't enjoy a single
I might enjoy one of them.
I love
the first glass of water when you wake up is nice.
I think water's fantastic.
I'm sorry I'm yelling. I was yelling there because you're far away from me. I forgot that these mics are wireless and I don't have to yell.
Well, I don't care. People, this is just what the audio sounds like. We're being genuine.
Yeah, you're, like, really far away.
Yeah.
No, but, like you're having chicken wings. Like, what are you going to have, a glass of juice? You know what I mean?
A glass of water, maybe.
With chicken wings.
No, of course not.
Like, you might as well be fucking gluten-free.
Oh! Sorry, Lisa, for listening. He doesn't mean it. He's just mad.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, it just tastes the best. Like, I'm not going to drink it first thing in the morning, but, like once you get your workout in, you have a shower, you're getting going on with your day, like, oh, it's dinner time, like, oh, you're going to go, oh, you want to go throw the steaks on the barbecue? Sure. It'd be nice to have something to sip on while I do that. Mm-hmm. I'll take this bottle of water. No, you can't. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's like...
It's true,
it doesn't fit. Like, it just doesn't go there. You know what I mean? It's like if you put, like, a painting that was, like, didn't match the color scheme. Like, it just doesn't fit. Like, sometimes you just need... The beer just tastes better while you're doing certain tasks.
I couldn't like agree eating, more.
Eating, standing, sitting.
Breathing.
If you're watching a hockey game, what are you going to drink a glass of juice? Like, honestly.
Well, you know. So I'll tell you my strategy. I know a lot of people already know this, but my strategy is usually drink in the scenario that you're talking about, like all of the above, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come in and just before you're about to sit down, have a glass of water. It's like an in-between. So hear me out. And you're skeptical. I see it. Hear me out. You finish your drink, your beer, your whatever you're drinking as you barbecue or deep fry, whatever. You come in, you set the table, but as the table is being set, chug a glass of water real quick.
Just slam one. Just for the health benefits. Like, you're not...
No, it's only for the health benefits. Yeah. It's to prevent the headache, right?
Yeah, it's for tomorrow, Joey.
Exactly. It's for tomorrow. Hello. Are you okay with pop?
Yeah, I'm okay with whatever.
Hey, don't we have a kid?
We're missing someone.
Yeah.
Where's the leash?
She's giving up.
Where's the leash? Oh, yeah, you got a dog, too. I forgot.
He's just lounging. Where are you going, anyways?
Another walk with Hetsy.
I thought you were, like, leaving because you took the car out.
Can get the stroller.
Oh, you may as well leave it out. I might fry wings later.
Okay. That's really good.
Is it?
You're about to taste. He's never tasted it. You can talk louder.
No.
Okay, bye.
Her first appearance on the pod.
Huh. Who is that weirdo?
It's funny. She's got a bag right there and it says LOL on it. But it's in French. See that bag right there?
Does it say lol?
Lol. Or... Lol. Laugh out loud.
Me so dumb, but I see it. Laugh out loud. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. You know what's crazy?
Finish that little sip. Tell me.
So, you know welcome mats?
Mm-hmm.
They have different textures based on... Some welcome mats, I should say. They have different textures based on... Holy fuck, dude. That's a lot of elderberry drink.
Yeah, well...
We gotta have one, too.
I'm gonna.
Okay. So, welcome mats have different textures based on the season in which they'll be welcoming people into your home.
True.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I said true, like I knew what I was saying.
Like a winter welcome mat, it's gonna be more snow... More adept to capturing the snow in an entryway. And a summer welcome mat's just like basically a fucking piece of cloth. I don't know if all welcome mats are like this.
Is this a coincidence?
This is either a brilliant idea or I just saw this the one day. I'm like, it was like a spring welcome mat and it was like you could tell like people with wet feet are going to be walking on it.
Huh. Like it's more bristly. Yeah. No, the winter one would be more bristly.
Yeah. Interesting. And the winter one is more bristly.
Well, that makes sense. Isn't that fucking wild? Yeah.
Like think about that. I wonder how long before they're like, why don't we make these conducive to the season? Somebody, like a summer welcome mat, you know, it's going to be better for catching dirt. Winter welcome mats are better for catching snow. Like, it's like, and it's okay to be frozen and shit.
That's fucking genius. Somebody at the R&D department is just sitting there. He's like, wait a minute. He brings it up at the board meeting and everyone's like, get out.
The R&D department?
Yeah.
I bet you there's an R&D D&D.
Yeah, probably there is.
Bunch of nerds,
yeah.
Yes.
Nerd noise.
Well, you know, they're always pushing their glasses. Why do nerds' glasses always fall to the end of their nose?
I'm trying to think of something real witty here. Why is that actually? Because they're too big.
Because they're fucking nerds.
They're fucking nerds over here.
That's the funniest fucking insult.
You're a nerd.
Calling someone a nerd just because they like different stuff than you.
What are you, smarter than average? Fucking loser.
Fucking nerd. There's nothing funnier than just fucking calling people names.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Because we're all just carrying around this, like, body, you know? And our brains are just, like... You ever, like, think about it this way? Like, we're all just doing this thing. We're walking around, going through life, having fun and stuff. But like, there's got to be more to it than what we can see.
I was thinking about this the other day too, man. It's like, is this all there is?
Like, I really don't think so.
Me neither. It doesn't seem possible.
Like, I think it's awesome. It's great. But do you ever wonder, like, you just like what the meaning of life is? Everybody has these questions, blah, blah, blah. I think I know what it is. I think it's just like, I don't know. I actually don't know what it is. I thought I did. I lost it. But you ever like look at the sun and be like, I don't know everything. There's more to it than this. And like different like energies and stuff like that. Like
yeah.
Some people say like, oh, around Christmas time, oh, my TV just shut off by itself. Maybe you sat on the remote, or maybe like legitimately there are these fucking energies and like things that we don't have the potential to see.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Okay. So anybody that's like, that's fucked, it's impossible. Like, use your head, logic and all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. Like I don't disagree, and I know where they're coming from. But like, if you explained to another form of life how this life works, just think about gravity. Like,
it's crazy.
Like, if it's impossible to think about because we don't know another life form, but if there was another life form and you explained to them all this stuff, you know, there's like people that walk on two legs and they have like a circulatory system and it, like, it would be, they would be like, there's no fucking way, it's impossible, you're full of shit.
It's gotta be AI.
It's gotta be AI. It is AI. I'm AI.
That's the thing. Maybe we all are. Who knows?
But like, what I'm trying to get
at is, it's too complex and perfect.
It is. And like, it seems impossible to think of the fact that there could be something we can't understand, but like, it's very likely. There's so much shit we don't understand.
So much shit. And like, a bird doesn't understand, or like, say, a dolphin doesn't understand why we can't swim. Or whatever. They're smarter than we are, as some people say. Like, there's got to be more that we don't get. But on another thing, like, way less deep than that, I was just thinking on more of, like, a surface level. You ever, like, look around at Christmas and, like, it's fucking chaotic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, holy fuck, everybody's stressed out. And, like, you're having a drink. You're having fun. Like, there's the main thing is, like, fun, but you can feel certain energies going around. Like, oh, this person's pissed off about this. This person has to work in the morning, so they're not drinking. They wish they could be drinking, but they're not. Oh, my fucking retarded cousin showed up, but I love him anyways. Yeah. But it's all part of it. It's like when you watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and you look and you see fucking shitter's full, Clark. Like, that's part of it.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if that wasn't there.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, everybody's got a Cousin Eddie. Everybody's got people that got to work the next day,
yeah.
Like, you know, or just there have to leave a little earlier than you want them to. Everybody's got a baby that's crying and sick. Everybody's like, it's, everybody's got it, and it's all part of it. If it wasn't there, what would be there?
Dude, it's, oh my God, what would be there? Altogether, it's perfect.
It is, if you think of it that way.
I had a moment the other day, okay, where I was in the kitchen drying dishes or whatever, and my mother-in-law walked by, and she's like, look at this. And we just like turned towards the living room, and like everyone was there, like, laughing, fighting about stuff, like not real fighting, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Bickering, like giggling, and like some people are, and there was all of it, all the dynamics were there. There was like the older, you know, the older relatives, and there was like the young ones, and like some people's significant others couldn't be there because they had to work, and like, you know, and there's the little kid, and it's just like, just look at all that right now and take it in for a second.
Because you never do.
Yeah, you never do. And that may, like, that. In this scenario, like, there's a good chance it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
Because it, well, how could it, really?
Somebody's going to fucking die or move away or fucking grow up or...
Yeah, exactly.
Meet a girl and go there next year for Christmas. Like, that's the thing, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, even at Christmas, like, boom, 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 kids are opening things, blah, blah, blah. Like, it just goes by so fast and you're there for it all. Sometimes you're thinking about other stuff, you're not fully present. And then you'll look at a picture later of that Christmas, you're like, holy fuck, like... My sister-in-law took these pictures. I never take pictures because I try to, like, I spend my whole, like, I don't try to be on my phone at all. I try to, like, be in the moment, especially during times like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I look at these pictures and I'm like, holy fuck, that happened that day when I was thinking about this other thing. Oh, fuck, I got to get the fucking turkey in the oven. I got to, I got to make sure the fucking eggs are cooked for this, whatever, like that. And, like, that was happening. of my niece standing underneath the fucking Christmas tree with a smile, and I didn't even catch that.
Holy fuck.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's,
that happened, and I missed it.
It's a behind-the-scenes moment. That's super freaky to think that you might miss it. But do you remember?
Like, I saw her smile. Like, you know what I mean? But I mean, that moment, how the fuck did I miss that moment? Look at her.
Right?
You know?
Cheers.
Cheers, eh? Christmas. This is the most Christmassy fucking looking drink I've ever seen.
Kind of tastes just like pop, really.
Oh my goodness.
It's good, eh? I should let you taste it just
I could have 700 of them.
I know. Don't be shy to drink it very quickly.
That's cranberry ginger ale with fucking Saint-Germain elderberry liqueur.
Exactly.
I mean, an ice cube would probably fit this drink.
So, I know that, but I didn't touch it because I have trout hands.
It's like spaghetti hands, but a little different.
Exactly. And you should eat some of this before...
I ate all of what's gone.
Okay, but you gotta eat, like, the rest.
I can't eat well with the new mics. They catch everything. Especially you have the crunchiest crackers I've
ever had. They're a little stale, so they're not that bad, you know?
There's nothing funnier than anything rice-based, like a cracker, because it's just like...
Yeah.
What does rice taste like? I have not a fucking clue what rice tastes like. How about air? Like, rice and water taste the same.
They taste the same, yeah. It's so like different rice texture cracker, of water.
Yeah. It's just like, they just made water have a texture. That's all rice is.
Soft, spongy.
But it's like, you take a rice cracker, or like one of those, what are those big-ass rice crackers there?
Yeah, those huge, thick ones there? Yeah.
Like, people on diets always, like, make sandwiches out of them and shit. They just taste like styrofoam.
I've never seen anyone make a sandwich out of it.
No?
That's the burger, basically?
Yeah, I think so.
It's really magic. Oh, my God. Imagine this. You're barbecuing hamburgers, and somebody says, hold the meat. I have something better.
They've had it, like, soaking in just, like, blood for the fucking beef blood for the last 3 days.
Nast.
That's you just burger.
Give it a quick sear.
You just gotta tighten it up.
Yeah, but, like, 1 second aside there.
What if it was really good, though?
Then I'll never know.
No?
It's salt and vinegar flavor.
I like steak, too.
Love steak. I almost took steak out. You know when you're like, fuck, what am I gonna make for dinner?
Are you cooked out right now?
No, because...
Oh, yeah, because it's the middle of January now.
Because, Christmas is certainly not a few days ago. No, I'm not all cooked out because I had a lot of help.
Yeah.
A lot of people did the cooking during the holidays. There was, like...
But you know what's... I mean, like, you did all the things...
Oh, yeah, I'm still...
Like, you had the...
I see what you mean.
You had the turkey, you had the fucking whatever prime rib if you're having it, you had the big... All the shrimp rings, you had the rice balls, like you had the pasta, like you had everything that you're going to have over that course of like 4 days. It's like, what do you want for dinner tonight? Mac and cheese?
We literally made homemade mac and cheese last night because it was like, okay, I've eaten turkey for 5 days in a row in all different formats.
Like, what goes on your turkey sandwich?
What was on it?
Yeah, what goes on your, what's your turkey sandwich?
Not much stuff, dude. A little bit of lettuce, a little crunch, right? Mayonnaise. Green olives? Green olives.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. I never put that on there. I meant green onions.
Oh, okay.
And that's fucking it. If I have gravy left over, I'll put some on that too. Then cheese it makes or it. No? Yeah, cheese, yeah. I put cheddar in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and hot sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very close to, without the onions, what my wife would do. I'm more of like I'll do two different types. I'll do like the quick one of just like turkey, cheese, mayo, like your standard. Then I have another one that I do where I like put like way too much yellow mustard, way too much cayenne.
Oh yeah.
Like a fucking half a thing of baby spinach. Mm-hmm. Like just big mittful.
Mm-hmm. I love spinach.
Turkey and cheddar cheese. And like it's this fucking tall all spinach. But there's something about the mayo cayenne combo.
Mustard like, cayenne, you mean?
Oh yeah, mustard cayenne. Yeah. No mayo at all.
Okay, yeah.
Like too much mustard.
Okay.
Mustard and cayenne are the best together.
Really? Yeah, I like both of those things.
Yeah, but I like the like lot of like either lettuce or like baby spinach for that.
Yeah, you gotta get that crisp. Oh, I meant to tell you actually, this is very important. We made your French onion soup.
Oh, did you?
And it was a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
So Justina's like, can you do me a big favor and screenshot the recipe that Chad sent you and sent it to me so I can have it next to me while I'm cooking? I'm like, yeah, of course. So, you know, very innocently screenshotted the recipe. And then I was like, oh, no. Because the bottom, you were very... the extra ingredient that you added was kind of like...
Do you have it handy? You can just read it.
Yeah, sure, sure.
read my whole French onion soup recipe.
I will. I will. Let me see here. I gotta scroll up quite a bit. Text me every friggin' day. Okay, here it is. You wrote, rough draft on it. Here we go. 5 onions sliced thin, 1/4 pound of butter, some salt and pepper, a smidgen of oil, a splash of water. Put into a pan on medium-ish with a lid on. And cook approximately, no, you said cook probably, 15 minutes or so till all water comes out of onions. Remove lid, turn heat to 1.5 out of 10. It's pretty low. Super low, in fact, you wrote. Then basically leave it the fuck alone for 90 minutes. Stir it every few minutes, but it's going to take a long-ass time. Once the onions get Frenched, crank up heat, deglaze with brandy, probably like 1/3 or 1/2 cup or so. Add some thyme, medium simmer for 10 minutes. Add hot stock a bit at a time to keep simmer going. Probably 1 liter of stock or so, and voila. Then sourdough, toasted like pretty dark butter, the bread, and chop into croutons, soup into bowl, bit of Gruyere cheese, croutons, a lot of Gruyere cheese on top, broil. And then I screenshot it like this so you don't see the bottom part. Mm-hmm. And it says, once it all comes out of the oven, shoot a load of cum into it and serve. It has to be fresh jizz. Everything can be made ahead of time, but the jizz has to be fresh.
I love the idea of sending that to like your mother-in-law or something. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Here.
Here's the recipe.
So like, where am I going to get fresh jizz from? Frank! Frank, it has to be fresh. Get in here. The Gruyere cheese is already on it. It's going in the oven. We need the jizz now. You just start pumping.
Just as fast as you can.
Yeah. Soup comes out of the oven and squirt.
Beautiful. Very delicious.
Yeah. Gives it that nice pull. Anyway, don't be a minner.